Our speaker today is Yvonne Lawrence to deliver her message.
First of all, I just want to give honor to God this morning, to all that are in the household of faith, because we all know that God is love. And without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him, we are nothing. We may have many titles, many offices, whatever that we do for the Lord, but all that really matters is who we really are. In Christ Jesus, we don't have titles. We don't even have names. He calls us friends. Isn't that wonderful? If we really know Him, He calls us friends. And I just love being a friend of the Lord. He's an awesome God. He's awesome. It's a song that I always love to sing. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I mean, it doesn't matter whether we have mommy, daddy, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, spouses, children, grandchildren, or whatnot. We love them all, but can't nobody do me like Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Our theme today, well, the theme for the week is, what is God calling? What is God's calling in your life? There are many callings that the Lord has given us. We have many gifts that the Lord has given us. Some have some, one or two, some have all of them. However, the Lord gives them to you. But I learned one thing, too much is given, much is required. So when you're asking for gifts, I hear some people praying, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that. Watch what you ask for, because the Lord may give it to you. And then you start complaining later that, ooh, I've got too much on my hand. I'm not going to talk about the theme today. We have many speakers and ministers coming behind me all week long that's going to talk on the theme. I wanted to talk about something that I think is really precious. L-O-V-E spells love. Notice I said it spells love. But love is an action word. We say a lot of times, I love you. I love you. But if someone needed a glass of water over there, and you knew they needed that glass of water, and you had the power to get up and go get it. Now some of us are not able to get it. But you had the power to go get it, even though you weren't sitting next to that person. But you overheard them say, I need some water. Would you get up and get it for them? That's love. That's love in action. Because sometimes we say we love. Oh, we love, we love, we love. But we don't always do what we say. I just want to point out what love is. First of all, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. That's all I'm going to say, just that part. Because it did. Love lifted all of us. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you once again to say thank you. Yes. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Ooh, we thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that I might decrease, that you might increase, that those that are listening to me, those that can see me, will not see me, but they will see Christ and see what you're saying in his word for all of us, from the pulpit, as I would say, from the back wall all the way to the front wall, and from the doors to the windows, from the ceiling to the floor, that you will bless us today in this service and make me a blessing unto others as you bless me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk about what love is. And the dictionary says, love. L, this is how I did it now. This is not the dictionary. I said that love is when one can go and come like the waves on an ocean. Love. That's L. O. O for overcoming. Love hides a multitude of faults, and that's also scriptural. And then V, we become victorious, or you can say victory. It's victory over obstacles using much prayer. We have to use prayer in our love life. And when I say love life, I'm not just talking love between man and woman. I'm talking about love with Jesus, being in love with Jesus. That's when you become intimate with the Lord. And then E, everlasting. It says, it means that when we say who we are and we say that we have friends, you know that saying, they say, I'm with you through thick and thin. When something is going wrong, what do? We thin out. Not good. Because when we say we love someone, when it comes to that part where we say thick or thin, even when there's a crisis going on, we should still be close to that person. I want to say, ask you a question. What does love look like? Don't answer that. It has hands. Let me tell you what love really looks like to me. It has hands to help others. It has feet to hasten to the poor and the needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has ears to hear the sighs and the sorrows of men. That is what love looks like to me. The scripture says, love, let us love one another, for love is of God. 1 John 4, 7a. I found when I was looking in the scriptures on this morning, that you can find 77 chapters on love from Leviticus to Revelation, from the New Testament, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. There are 77 verses in the Bible referring to love. Just love alone, not love, not loveliness, but just love. Can you imagine that many scriptures? And think of the number 7, God's perfect number, love. That's what love is, real love. We're not talking that false love. I love you because you give me something. I love because you do something. You know how we do with our children and we give them something? Oh, mommy, I love you. Oh, daddy, I love you. Well, they haven't really been taught the real essence of love because they're children. And so what we give them is love to them. But we give a special kind of love in our heart because they don't realize why we love them and how we love them. The sacrifices that we make for our loved ones could be our children, our nieces, our nephews, whatever. Anyone that we love, that we take time out to do special love. That's what real love is. Do we really have that love? Do we have that calling on our life that's really love? Because without love, we can't do the other callings. God is love. So if we don't have love, we can't really move forward. We think we're moving forward. We do things. We go here, we go there, we do this, we do that. But do we really do it because we love Christ? Do we really do it as a missionary thing? Do we do it as a ministry? Love is a ministry. It's just not something we just do, especially for Christians. I can't say what the outside world does, but for us, it should be something that we just love to do because we love Christ Jesus. We wake up in the morning and we do our devotions, not because we're forced to, not because somebody asked us to, but because we want to. We want to wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We want to get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. We want to get up in the morning and we want to tell God, oh, without you, I'm nothing. I just thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross with me. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing for me. These are the things that make us have that sweet love. And when others are looking at us cross-eyed in the morning, those of us that have to go to work, those of us have to have spouses, and sometimes either he or she is not doing what they should do or not feeling so well that morning, we can still smile and say, good morning, honey, how are you? He might grumble. That's all right. Would you like breakfast this morning? I don't know if I want breakfast or not. Well, if you do, darling, I can make thus and such, you know. And when you go on the job, you know, sometimes you say good morning. In fact, we don't even have to go that far. I've been on the elevator on my job, I mean, where I live, and I say good morning, and people stare at me. Now, hear me clear now. You all know Casper? Anybody know Casper the ghost? Those of you who've seen Casper, what color is Casper? Yeah, did you ever see a black ghost? Right here, y'all. Standing up here. This is what I do when I get off the elevator. I say, okay, Casper, it's you and me. White ghost, black ghost, let's keep going. And I start laughing. I mean, look, I'm looking right at you. You don't say good morning to me. You don't nod your head. I mean, you know, even if you don't speak English, people know what you're saying. They read your lips. You can nod your head, but you look direct at a person, and they go, so I just get off the elevator and keep on going where I'm going. I said, come on, Casper, you and me this morning. White ghost, black ghost, we're on our way. This is how we have to do things. Because if you don't, you will take offense to everybody that doesn't speak to you. I mean, I looked you right in the face and I can almost kiss you. And you don't nod your head. You don't say good morning. And, you know, like, and you're not deaf because I know these people. They live in my building, you know. And even deaf people. I have a gentleman who has a trach, and when I say something to him, he puts the trach up and he says whatever he has to say, and I go, God bless you. When I go to visit the sick, even in the nursing home, there's a gentleman who has a trach and a few other things going on. He can't talk. He can't even answer back. It's there 24/7. But guess what? He raises his hand when I come in. He puts a smile on his face when I come in. He can't answer me back, but when I pray, he waves his hands, and when I sing to him, he waves his hands. This is love being radiated between each other. So it doesn't matter how we show it, but love is an action word. It's all action. I mean, I can stand up here and say to you, I love you this morning. And you all, those that can see me, she does. And those that can't, but they hear me, you know, I love y'all. Does that sound like I love y'all? No. The inflections in my voice sound like, is she for real? Does she really know what she's talking about? But if I say, guess what, y'all? I love you. I love you this morning. I really do. I think you can feel it because it's coming from the heart. It's not lip service. And that's what love is not. It is not lip service. And that's what I wanted to tell you about this morning is love. We need more love in our heart. Sometimes we mutter. Sometimes we sputter. Sometimes we fume and we spurt. We mumble and we grumble. Our feelings get hurt. We can't understand things. Our vision gets dim. And guess what? When all that we need is a moment with him. That's all we need. After all our sputtering and muttering and fussing and carrying on, we just need a moment with Jesus. We need to learn to pray. Because the word says man should pray without ceasing. And so pray without ceasing doesn't mean we have to be in a special corner, a special position. We don't have to fold our hands. We don't have to kneel. You can actually pray while you're sitting on the throne. And it's not irreverent. You can pray while you're washing dishes. You can pray while you're getting dressed. Pray when someone is standing in front of you saying all manner of evil. As long as you don't touch me, guess what? I'll pray for you and smile and look like a Cheshire cat. I don't care if you say I'm crazy. Why isn't she retaliating back? Love doesn't retaliate back. Love prays. Love prays. We don't retaliate. We don't get even. Hallelujah. It says here, as I said, that man ought to always pray. It's quoted in Luke 18:1b. Love never fails. What an awesome gift love is. Love is a bouquet of wildflowers clutched in a tiny hand, a note of remembrance from far away. Do you ever get a little note from somebody and they just send you, just say, I just want to say hi, this is Jane. I just want to say hi, this is Jack. You ever get postcards back in the day? You couldn't put too much on the postcards, but you wrote something just the idea of the cards coming back to you. That person thought about you while they were on vacation. Well, we're so modern now, we don't carry address books anymore. We don't mail postcards too much anymore. Everything is what? That little thing that y'all carry, at texting and whatnot. So impersonal most of the time. It's helpful, but it can be impersonal too. I was just telling someone I'm not sending Christmas cards this year. I have a reason. It'll be announced, I think, later on before the session is over. I have my membership secretary sitting behind me. But anyway, I will not be sending, I said, Christmas cards because I'll be sending out something else. And someone said, well, you can always do email. I will call my people on the phone. You know why I want to do it? There's nothing wrong with it now. Don't get me wrong. But you know why I want to call folks on the phone and say Merry Christmas? I want to hear the voice. The love of their voice coming through the phone to me. I'm one of those folks that likes telephone. Call me. Please don't text me unless you have to. I'll accept the text every now and then. and every now and then I'll accept the email. I'm not going to tell you when I'll open it up and get it. So I prefer if it's really important, you know, like right now, show me your love now. Call me on the phone. Yes, call me. I'm so glad that our membership secretary, she writes, puts the roster out and got everybody's number in it. And every now and then I do get a call from Hawaii, from one of our members there. And I get calls from all over and it makes me feel so good. I'm like a little kid at home because you're showing love to me. And I'm jumping up and down. That's what I'm talking about. Show that love. It doesn't have to be a long, long talk, even though I love to talk. But just the idea that you call and say, hi, Yvonne, how you doing? I'm okay. Bye. You're gone. But this is love. I'm talking about real love. Because, see, sometimes we show impersonal love. But what I love about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he gives us agape love. It never fails. It never changes. Even when we change, he still loves us. Now that phileo love, well, you didn't do this morning. I ain't think about you. And I say it ain't, not is, and not are. I ain't. That's just how we say it. You didn't do this. You didn't do. I don't care. You know, that's that phileo love. You know, we do sometimes and sometimes we don't. But one thing about the love about Jesus, he does 24/7. Even when we don't act right. When we're not doing what we're supposed to do, he gives us agape love. Yes. And that's the kind of love we should strive for. Because we should be like Jesus. He said that he wanted us to love one another. And how do we love one another? By showing the kind of love that he shows to us that never changes. In other words, I'm not getting mad with you today because you got on the dress that looks like mine. Well, where does she get that dress from? I'm picking on one of my friends up here on the front row who looks very pretty. Where does she get that dress from? Why does she have to go to the store and get that dress? Well, if they made one, they made two. And this is how I feel. If she has on that dress, which is not my dress, because she can't wear my dress, guess what? She's got good taste. That's what I'm talking about. If we got the same thing on, you got good taste. I'm not going to get, and it has happened many a times where I've been somewhere and the person bought a handbag. They didn't even buy it in the store where I bought mine. But it was made, exact bag. I went to get my bag off the shelf and I went, that's not my handbag. I looked again, found out it was one of my sisters, you know, one of my spiritual sisters. But I didn't get all huffed up. You know how we ladies get some. And guess what? Guys, you do it too. Don't go out and buy a $100 pair of shoes and you thought that nobody else bought those shoes but you because you paid $100 for your shoes. Well, if that designer made one pair of shoes, guess what? They made two. Amen. So if you walk into church and somebody else has on your shoes, guess what? My man is dressed. He's got good taste. So you got the same shoes on, no problem. Same tie on, no problem. But love, not this, you know, this stuff that we have sometimes in our heart, we shouldn't have it. Not as Christians. Now, I'm not saying that all of us as Christians have what we should have. That's why we need to pray. That's why we have to say, Lord, help me to be what you want me to be. And then I found out that love is an encouraging hand on the shoulder. Did somebody ever walk up to you and just touch you on the shoulder? Didn't really say much. Just said, good morning. But that touch, that special touch just felt so good. Sometimes they don't say a word. Spouses, you know what I'm talking about. Lady just walks by and she touches you on the shoulder. Or the gentleman, you know how you all do that little tap. Or the ladies, like they do in the football game when they tap you on the tuchus. You know, married folks. Tuchus, stupa, derriere, you know. So that's just a little bit of love. You know what I'm talking about? Just showing a little, didn't say a word, just a little tap. Little tap on the shoulder. But that's love. It's encouraging to know that somebody cared enough to touch you. Could have walked by that morning and just, you know, grumbled. But just the idea that didn't say anything, just touched you, kept on walking. That's love. That's love. So an encouraging hand on the shoulder. And then we think of, again, Jesus' love, how he died on the cross for us, how he suffered for us, how he was mocked, how he was scourged, and he never said a mumbling word. He did all of that for you, 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 and you.
Amen.
You, you, and you. And of course, he did it for me. He did it for all of us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Because of him, we are sitting here today.
Hallelujah.
Because of him, we have a right to the tree of life. Because of him, we can repent of our sins. Not with our lips, but in our hearts. Because of him, we can keep on going. Because of him, even though we can't see with our natural eyes, some of us, but we can still see in our heart. Because of him, we are who we are in Jesus. Because of his agape love. Not because we were so great. I hear sometimes people say, I found Jesus. Well, I'm so glad you found Jesus. Because I didn't find him because he wasn't lost.
Amen.
He found me.
Amen.
Jesus found me. I didn't find Jesus. He's never been lost anywhere.
That's right.
24/7, he's who he is.
That's right.
God said when he spoke to Moses, and he wanted Moses to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses said, well, who am I going to tell him? Who sent me? Because you know Moses stuttered and Moses was scared and he said he couldn't talk and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. He says, no problem. God said, I'll send Aaron with you. He's going to do the talking, but I got a job for you to do. I got a calling on your life. But this is me talking now. I wasn't there with Moses now. Don't quote me and say, now she said he stuttered. He did stutter. That's somewhere in the scripture, but I'm just kind of imitating him and I'm talking back to God. God, you know, I don't know what to do. Who am I going to say sent me? And I can hear God talking now. Tell him, I am sent you. Tell him I am sent you. That's all you got to tell him. Just go tell him that. He go have to listen. Well, it's the same thing the Lord is telling us. We are part of the great I am when we accept the Lord Jesus into our hearts. When we repent of our sins, that's when we show real love to the Lord. Letting him know, Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, I want to be a part of you. Lord, I want to give your love to others. I want to let them know what you're doing for me. Because the world doesn't understand when you see people with one arm or one leg and they're still serving the Lord. When you see people that have no legs, but yet they're still giving God praise. They're still giving God the love that the Lord gives back to us. We can never love the Lord too much. We can never love him too much. He gave his only son for us to die on the cross. We could never suffer. I don't care how much suffering we went through. We could never suffer like Jesus because he gave real love to us. He showed us real love. The scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth, hallelujah, in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know that's John 3:16. Hallelujah. And we think about Jesus giving his life for us. And what we need to give to him. We can never give too much to him. But we know that when we leave this earthly body, those of us that are still grieving, those of us that still have pain from maybe 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 months ago, guess what? Everlasting life we're going to have one day.
Amen.
We won't have pain down here that we have now. But we'll have that love, that agape love that will never change. We have it now. This is our training ground down here. If we can't love each other now, how will we expect to get where we're supposed to go in heaven?
Amen.
14th chapter of John says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. We can't be with Jesus if we don't have love down here.
That's right.
We have to have love. Even when some things have happened, even in this building, on this week, there were some times when we got a little out of sort and we kind of had to go and repent. But hey, that's normal for us, but we have to repent. That's the key word.
Amen.
Sometimes things don't always go the way they should, even though they were planned that way. But the best laid plans can go awry sometimes. And especially when we don't use for our own personal life, Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean not into thy own understanding, but in all, I emphasize, all thy ways acknowledge him. So now if you were putting on clothes this morning and you said, well, I'm going to wear this, I'm going to wear that. Just you consult the master and say, what do you want me to put on today, Lord?
That's right.
Even when you were packing, what do you want me to take with me, Lord?
Yes.
Do I want to go in the pool this week? Do I need a bathing suit? He may say, no bathing suit this week. But Lord, no bathing suit this week. If we follow him, see, he says, my sheep know my voice. Some of us, I think, sometimes we goats. I'm scratching my own ear. because sometimes I don't always listen. I mean, I'm guilty, but I have to repent and go back. But he said, my sheep know my voice. So if we're sheep of the Lord and we have that inner ear and we listen, then we'll be able to show love to each other.
That's right.
And even when we do act out of sorts, we know how to go back and say to that person, I'm sorry. Even if you know that they were wrong, sometimes we have to say I'm sorry, especially to a person who does not know Christianity.
Yes.
We have to show Christ to them.
Yes.
So as long as you don't put your hands on me, I can come back and say, you know, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Even though I know I was 100% right and they were 100% wrong, but I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to be fire and somebody's got to be water. So while they're being fired, you be water. Put out the flames with love.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Put out flames with love.
Right.
And it says here in the scriptures, it says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity in the King James Version, which means love. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity is love. That's 1 Corinthians 13:13. We all know the love scripture. We know it, but do we do it? We know it, but do we do it? David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And you know, sometimes we forget. And then we don't repent. The key word is repent.
Yes.
And as I begin to close, I'm still talking about love. Love is the greatest thing that we could ever have. Love is if you look in 1 Corinthians, or if you're studying sometimes in your Braille, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love suffers long.
Mm-hmm.
Love does not envy. And love does not parade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to walk around and tell you, well, you know, I gave Janie Jones $50 last month to pay her electric bill. So, do you have to parade your love?
No.
You know, for Christmas, I bought Mom a refrigerator and a stove. There's competition going on with the children. Well, that's okay. I got Mom a mink coat. Excuse me? To them, it's, you know, the world, it's love, but that's not love. That's an infatuation part, because you're competing now.
Yeah.
You're not doing, and then you got to tell everybody. It's okay within the family, but you got to go tell on your job. You know, I bought Mom a refrigerator and a this and a that, and my brother did this and that. Love doesn't parade.
Amen.
Love doesn't envy. And love is long suffering. Love hides a multitude of sins. Sometimes I've learned I have to put the cross on my lips. You know how we ladies love to talk. Last word. Even if we grunt, it's the last word. But sometimes we got to show love. You know, yeah, okay, all right. God bless you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real love. So if I would end this, I would tell you, think of God. God is love. Think of Jesus, how he walked on this earth, how he showed love. Even when he went in sinners' homes and people ridiculed him. Christian man, well, they didn't say Christian, but that man, you know, he knows the Lord, or he is the Lord, or you know how they said all manner of stuff about him, stuff, some true, some not true. He never went around and said, well, I'm this and I'm that. He said, you sayeth, thou sayeth, you know, the word saith. Even Satan, when he was tempting Jesus, you know, he would tell him, the word says, you know, it's quoted in the scriptures, because you got to remember Satan knows the scriptures. But we have to try the spirit by the spirit. Know what love is. Learn what love is. That's our calling. Our first calling on our life is love. Once you learn that, then the Lord will branch you out to wherever you need to spread the love, and whatever ministries, whatever gifts that you have, whether it's singing, whether it's praying, whether it's preaching, whether it's teaching, whether it's just doing missionary work, just doing whatever you do. It could be going to someone's house washing dishes.
Yeah.
Be going to someone's house and taking them to the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ministry for the Lord.
Yeah.
That's showing real love.
Yeah.
Let's put love in action, everyone. Let's keep love foremost in our life. The love of God is most important. God is love. God bless you.
Awesome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.